Good afternoon. My name is Heather Holtendorf, and today we are discussing net neutrality and the potential issue we may reach in the incoming years. Also, we will discuss how this will affect web publishing and what audiences will be impeded. Well, let's start off by explaining exactly what net neutrality is. Net neutrality is the ability for everyone to have access to the same internet, and having the ability to go on to different sites you want to go on to, and to see the different things you may want to see. Ultimately, having free will to do as you please on the internet. Right now, America has net neutrality. However, there is a threat to this idea. This threat, in layman's terms, is basically the large internet providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon preventing the current flow of the internet by setting boundaries for the current content providers like Google, Yahoo, and Bing to reach its audiences like us. Therefore, due to this threat, we as consumers potentially may have to pay even more for our service to access this new internet. Given this new internet will be better and faster, however, is this really what we want? This is very similar to what happened with the cable television. After years and years of basic cable, the cable providers decided to develop upgraded channels and upgraded networks, like DirecTV and U-verse. This is similar to net neutrality because this new internet will be like the premium internet compared to the basic internet, and only those who can afford it will receive it. To illustrate this, you can imagine a large tube connecting the satellite to the world's internet, in which flows the entire internet's information. The internet providers control the tube, however, they do not control the information within the tube. Therefore, these internet providers want to develop a second tube that is only available to those content providers who pay for its faster and easier services, leaving the first tube to be slower and more likely to delay the information to its audiences. According to CNN, in 2010, the Federal Communication Commission approved open internet activity. This means they denied internet providers to have control over where you can go and what you can see on the internet. However, there was opposition to this vote from telecommunication outlets that wanted to create the premium internet. Luckily, net neutrality was approved because if it was not, the internet we know today would be very different and probably more expensive. Net neutrality has given people the ability to have the freedom to express themselves and have a voice. If the internet providers threaten with this new and faster internet that has to be paid for and not available to everybody, then it will ultimately affect new and up-and-coming web publishers and new websites. This will set back and potentially hinder future and possibly successful websites and web pages. Also, it will hinder the self-made bloggers. Due to the new internet, if these bloggers want their material available to the audiences, they would have to pay to have their sites accessed easily. Ultimately, this new internet will impede on future successors in the web publishing fields. Furthermore, I believe on at least a national level, we should keep net neutrality because it will only benefit us as a whole. Net neutrality is the most logical and fair way to go about dispersing the internet. If the internet providers do take control over how the audiences perceive the information, it will ultimately hold our nation back because many people who access the internet now through net neutrality may be unable to access the new internet due to the raised prices. This, in turn, will prevent students, small business owners, and entrepreneurs the ability to go far with their career because of high prices. This basically stumps what our future has in store for us. Our society, my generation, and the generations that follow are depending on the internet to achieve their success in their lives. We rely on the internet for information, for entertainment, and for communication. If everyone was not allowed the same opportunity to be involved with the internet, then that would put a large gap in between the poor and the wealthy societies. In all, net neutrality is the most logical and ethical way to go about dispersing the internet. Hopefully, our nation and our society, this threat will not take place because it will ultimately impede many future successors and the generations to follow. Have a great day!
Expecting you'd be late, but you got here early and you stand and wave. I walk to you.